Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West. Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
The cattle futures today finished slightly higher on the front months, but lower on back. The strongest month was the December live cattle, which expire here in a couple of weeks. They were up $1.20 at 120.10. Mostly reflecting what the cash trade did last week. We traded anywhere from about 118 to 120 on Friday, so the board is reflecting that coming into today. The January feeders were up 5 at 147.80, still at a sharp discount to the feeder cattle index. Feeder cattle index is 154.40. That was up 9 cents. Today we had 6,200 head in Oklahoma City. And box beef at midday was quite strong. Choice up at 203.23, up $1.36. Select at 184.56, up $1.31. So choice and select started off this week really good overall. On Friday, we've got the cattle on feed report and also the cold storage reports, 11 a.m. report, so it'll be while the market's open. Typically, those are after the close, but this week it'll be on the 22nd, it'll be 11 a.m. while the market's open, so that'll be interesting. Could bring some additional fireworks here. But everything but the front months were actually lower, 10 to 40 lower on the feeder cattle and about 30 to 50 lower on the lives.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were mixed here. We had wheat, the one strong point here, up about 2 cents in both Chicago and Kansas City. Soybeans were 4.5 lower, and then corn 0.5 cent lower. It looked like yesterday afternoon that it was hot in South America and less rain than originally forecasted. So we thought this morning coming in that the market might actually be a little bit better. It ended up that way, down here in the corn and the soybeans. We also had a pretty big sale of 396,000 metric tons of beans announced to China. That didn't really have much of an impact. At one point, the beans were down nearly 9 cents. Informa also raised their corn and bean yield numbers to above the USDA, so that will be reflected here possibly. Winter wheat acres are 31.1 million acres according to them, down from last year 32.7. So some updates from Informa Economics. They seem to kind of guide the path in between the USDA reports. So that's going on. And in cotton futures today, we're down 66 in March, 75.26. Been a lot of interest in the cotton futures given the crop we're having here in southern Oklahoma. Dece of 18 is down 18 at 72.70.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.